So for James, this was another song with Finn, and I wanted this to be a bit more of like a traditional song that had more of a kind of focus on the vocal, and to have a bit more of like a traditional sort of feel of a song. And it's this point of a record where maybe it feels like there needs to be a little bit of variation. And so yeah, I thought by doing that with this song that we could achieve that. And also I was desperate to have Finn in any capacity on the record. So yeah, this was really nice to have as an entire track. He actually sent this through as an acoustic song. The intro part was kind of similar to As It Is, but then it turned into an acoustic song, and I wanted to kind of really deconstruct and change something that he would send through to me. But the meaning of the song is really beautiful. There's a great story behind it, and I'm sure Finn will explain in his section of this, but it's something that I wanted to tie into the record, and it works the theme of this overall record as well, so I thought they complemented each other quite well. And so yeah, I kind of began this with just lots of synth ideas. I wanted there to be lots of textures, lots of paddy sort of sounds, and for the vocal to kind of like sit above that. And that was pretty good. I managed to kind of play between these two like octave sounds with the synth and kind of use the panning a little bit. And then again, Ian managed to kind of really separate those really well. Kind of next part of this was creating the beat. So yeah, I kind of like really agonized over this beat. So initially Finn had left in a snare and a rim sort of thing. And yeah, I'd kind of created a kick sound, and then like literally poked in the beat note by note for the first verse. And then the second verse, I made a variation. I wanted that to feel much more kind of detached and a little bit kind of more jarring, so that I was quite happy with how that kind of came together. And then in the middle section, I had left this whole bit blank until I'd finished the entire song. I just couldn't work out what to do with it. And I'd kind of realized I hadn't really injected much of that sort of experimental thing that I really like about this sort of music. And so I had made a beat that was quite, I guess it was already in that kind of Aphex Twin sort of world, but I wanted it to feel a little bit more kind of manic. So yeah, I basically bounced that beat into a WAV, to an audio file, and then I flex timed it so that you kind of like chop it up and manipulate it. So that's where it kind of feels like it gets like sucked into a tornado, and then it kind of drops in and out and gets really glitched. And that was just through like manipulating the actual audio file once the whole beat was bounced out. So it sounded really cool in the end. I was really happy with that, and it adds almost like an acid house sort of vibe to the whole thing. Worked with Finn's vocals to like really pan them a lot, get them really echoey and delayed, and then it kind of comes back to that main idea in the song. And yeah, nice contrast, I thought. And then yeah, just kind of like thicker version of the original sort of synth wave sort of part. And then yeah, my only thing with the end of this is that I wanted the vocal part from the beginning to have its extension, so the intro part on the voice is part of what happens at the end of the song with the lyrics. So I just wanted that to kind of come back and return, and then drift off into this beautiful big ethereal textured synthy sort of thing. And then there's a really nice sort of like keys part at the end that just feels very melancholic, and kind of wanted that to represent this idea of the song as a whole, because yeah, the song's kind of about how fleeting life is and not really having the kind of chances that you wanted to kind of do more with the chances that you have. And I feel like that piano line at the end kind of is a snapshot of that. It's just a once here and there, like it happens once and it leaves. It's a one-time thing, and I feel like life is a bit like that sometimes. And yeah, it runs off the song really well.
So this song, James, I guess is about two different things. One is a kind of literal thing where a young man, I guess, really young man, that I knew, half knew through music, or he was really into some music I was doing, passed away, and I didn't know how to feel about that. So I guess it's about that in a way, but it's also about, I guess, self-awareness and kind of what it means to write a song about something like that, and try not to make it about yourself or feeling guilty about making it about yourself. So I think pretty much all the song kind of just is outlining that conflict. Initially, I had that little sample of James, just saying James and pitched up. I wanted that to kind of just, it pretty much does actually, but I just wanted to run through the whole song of this like constant reminder of being like, this is what you're kind of writing about. Yeah, and then all the lyrics pretty much are kind of referencing trying to clear aside my own stuff, kind of clear the table to say something actual meaningful or honor this person. So like the first verse where it's like, let's put aside all of this self-flagellation, just there to disguise, I want to talk about me. So it's, you know, when I originally started writing the lyrics, I was kind of saying like, oh, this is really hard and stuff to process. And I was like, am I really saying anything here? So it's trying to, I scrapped all those lyrics and wrote that line instead. Yeah, and then like, let's put aside my overwhelmed child. Just some inner child stuff there. But I think let's put aside that refrain. It's just this need to like clear a table that can't be cleared, really. It's just trying to, it's just impossible. Yeah, and then the chorus part, is it a chorus? I don't know. Just saying that, keeping digging, just keep digging and digging and digging and digging. And then, you know, this one line, which I feel is like the one kind of real thing of saying, it's like, I wish I'd actually known you better. Because they kind of reached out to me a bit, and maybe I didn't reach back as much as I could have, you know. So yeah, that's referenced after the chorus, you know, let's put aside, I never really knew you. That's, I guess, me trying to forgive myself somehow in there. So that's a kind of a look at the lyrics in terms of the kind of sounds and stuff in it. Obviously, that's that sample James. Obviously, Dan's added a lot of really, really cool stuff, which I think really lifts the song. But some of the sounds put in there are still there. Like there's this little kind of almost like a ringing sound in the background, which I wanted to be there constantly as well. So it's this kind of feeling of not answering a phone or something. Really proud of it. And I think Dan has done a lot of justice. A lot of the lyrics and stuff have remained and roughly in the same order and stuff. So I'm really proud to get this song out there in the world.